Okay, Mrs. Gray, could you tell us your date and place of birth?
Okay, I was born in Danville, Illinois, February 12th, 1933.
Could you tell us about some of your childhood experience growing up in Danville?
It was a small community compared to some, you know, places. I attended Garfield School, and then went to high school, Danville High School. You got me kind of stumped there.
I mean, how was life, you know, just growing up as a child?
It was enjoyable, as, you know, growing up. In my neighborhood, there was quite a few children to play with. And we had our little chores to do in the mornings, and then we'd always play in the afternoons. That was basically that we were brought up. We had, you know, chores to do in the mornings. Then we could go to the park in the afternoons, and then in the evening it was home for dinner, and then play in the neighborhood, and then to bed. That's the way it, you know, went for us every day.
Can you tell us a little about your family background?
I come from, there's seven in my family, so I came from a pretty large family. And we had, there was four girls and three boys. And my father worked, and my mother was home with us for a little while, and then she went to work. So we all had to take care of the house, and we all took care of ourselves while my mother worked. And we had an average family life. Let's see, what else did we? We went to church. Sunday was always all day in church. And then, back home. That's the way I grew up. We went to church a lot.
What year did you come to Chicago?
Let's see, I've been here 22 years. So it was about 1964.
Why did you come?
Okay, I married a fella from Champaign. So this was his home when I came over here. So it was just a matter of 35 miles that I came from Danville, and I've been here about 22 years. I've been in Champaign.
What's your husband's name?
Howard O'Gray.
So, after your arrival here, how was life in Champaign, Danville?
Well, it was, you know, pretty good. It's not too much different than Danville. Still a rather small community. When I first came here, I didn't work. I had one child, and she was 6 years old, and she started in school. So I totally had nothing to do. And it seemed like all the women in this town worked, and I did not work, so it was kind of boring around, especially the neighborhood, because everybody went to work and it seemed like I was the only one there in the neighborhood for a while.
Did you stay at the same place you stayed now?
Yes, I
have. You were here, I think you came in the 60s. You remember the gangs that they had, you know, in the late 60s, you know, in Douglas Park, you know, the gangs?
The gang fights and the wars, the gang wars, yes.
How about during the Civil Rights Movement? How did you feel, and how did it affect you, you know, when Martin Luther King died, and, you know, during that time?
Well, it's kind of a serious problem. Because even in this town, I felt that they still discriminated. You know, there was still a lot of that going on. But it's gotten better. But back in the 60s, we had problems. And the gang wars, I don't know whether that helped them any. Or not, but it did make people very aware that things were not right. Probably handled it the wrong way, but who knows, you know, what to do in a situation like that. But I think it did give the blacks, was our first big opportunity to, you know, get ahead. And it started back in the 60s when we started seeing that there was a problem. And then blacks start getting better jobs. And schools were, I think the schools were slightly segregated then. But now they're all, you know, integrated. But they were, I think they were segregated back in the 60s.
So,
would
you say things opened up more after that?
After, yes, it did. Mm-hmm. It really did. Things really opened up for us. There were more jobs, better jobs. And it seemed like, I think black people got start getting better opportunity in jobs and education and all the phases.
When did you start working?
The daycare center? Oh, let's see, it's been 18 years ago that I started the daycare center. And the reason why I started it was that it was back in the black movement. And I had went home to Danville to visit. And I went to church with my mother. We went to what they call a small choir day. And our minister, he was, you know, talking to us about the situation. And he asked all of us whatever we could do to help the situation that the communities, all the communities were in. He said that we as leaders should, you know, go back to wherever we live and try to do something to, you know, better the community. So I thought about that when he was, you know, just talking, you know, to me. And I wasn't doing anything. My life was just kind of dull. I wasn't, you know, really working. And a friend of mine had a little boy, and she wanted, she needed a babysitter. And so we were just talking, and she was really having problems with the babysitter. And so I asked her, why didn't she use the daycare center? And at the time, there wasn't a black daycare center in this community. And so I asked her, why didn't she put her child into, you know, daycare? And she said that she felt a little unsure of the white daycares because she didn't want her child in a sea full of, you know, white children and no black ones. So we went to Children and Family Services to, I mean, just to talk about it and to find out you know, why there wasn't one, and you know, the details on how to get one started. So at the time, Mrs. Price, she was the area licensee, and we met with her, and she was very impressed about our concern. And they had this, I guess it's like the city map, and they had it pinned wherever there was a daycare center. And they had these little pins, you know, pointing out the areas of the daycares you're at. And there wasn't a daycare in the North End at all. And there wasn't a black daycare, and there wasn't a daycare in the North End, period. So they were very interested in our concern, in fact, overly interested. So, you know, we were just there just to find out, you know, what was going on. And by the time I left there, they did everything but give me the daycare center, because they really helped me and they really encouraged me, because they wanted to see a daycare in the North End. And they were very interested in having a black daycare. So I got full cooperation, you know, from them. Guidance through all the, through the whole thing of it, you know. They were very supportive to it. So we decided to open up. And then at the time that I was getting the nursery school, well, we had a basement. My mother-in-law had this basement. So we decided to put one in her basement. So it took us 2 years to clean out the basement. So in the meantime, cleaning out the basement and getting materials and supplies and things set up for daycare, I became pregnant. And which this wasn't planned. But then I decided to go ahead and have the baby. And have the daycare too. I wasn't gonna let either one of them interfere with my life, so I went ahead with the plans of getting the daycare started. In the meantime, I had the baby, and I got a babysitter to watch her while and open up the nursery school. So I serviced a lot of kids in this community, you know, over the 18 years.
I'm interested to know, how has children changed from when you first started the daycare up to now?
Well, I find they're more outgoing. They are, to me, they're more, the parents of children today are very different than parents of yesterday, because and it shows on from the children, because comparing with years ago in daycare and today, I find that the kids are, they're a lot smarter. They are, it used to be kids were seen but not heard, but now they're heard and they're seen, and they let you know it, you know. And they are, I think they're a lot smarter. I mean, because children start at 2 years old going to daycare, and they have a lot of responsibility, a lot more than they had at 2 years then, and they seem to handle it quite well.
What kind of activities do you have for the children?
At the daycare center?
Or have you had, you know, during this, during the day when you're here?
Oh, well, we have music. We have free time. I have arts and crafts. I work with the ABCs, the numbers, and colors. Shapes. and we do a lot of visual activities. We do a lot of things that children can get exposed to doing. In other words, I believe that children should be participators and not just sitting and, you know, looking at things. I like for them to get involved. And I open the school to children from the ages of 2 to 6. So if they're 2 years old, I don't say they're 2 and they can't do this and they can't do that. I expose them to everything. Like the 2-year-old will paint as well as a 6-year-old. They may not paint as well, but they're exposed to it. They're exposed to pencils, they're exposed to scissors, they're exposed to everything. And then what they, how much they accomplish is up to them. But they know exactly what to do. For instance, I'll give them crayons, and they will not write on the wall with them because I give them a piece of paper, and then I encourage them to, you know, express their feelings on the paper, and they do it, and they enjoy it. So they learn through play, and their playing is a symbol of their learning. And they do learn. Surprisingly, they learn. They come every day, and every day we do something, you know, different. In the summertime, I sort of curtail their activities because we're outdoors a lot, and we go on a lot of field trips, and we do a lot of outdoor activities. Not that much inside because the weather is nice, and they want to get out. In the wintertime, we're stuck in, so we do most of our school-type work. So usually starting in September, I go into the structure right out of it. Because I have kids from September the whole year, and parents really appreciate that we do our different activities in the, you know, summertime, because they're going to be coming all summer too, and it's kind of nice to let them have the freedom of being outdoors. We go to the different parks, we go on picnics, and we go swimming, and we do things like that.
I was wondering has there been more parents bringing their children here now than in the past? You know, have you, the number of children, has there been an increase?
Well, I think it's an increase because today more parents, there's more single parents who have children who need, you know, the service. And there are more just couples that are both working, members of the family. And they need the service too. So up until, I would say, well, 2 years ago, there's been a great need for daycare. And there still is a need for daycare, but the only problem is that, you know, the job situation now proposes kind of a problem because some women are just not, they just don't have a job to go to. But if there was a job, they would go, and, you know, daycare would be what they would need. But because of the job market is down, I would say that this is a strong influence on daycare not getting the children. But there's still a need for it. And I think there always will be a need for it. Because there's a lot of single parents who have to provide living for their children, and they're going to have to put them in daycare.
What do you like most about the daycare, being with the children?
I like the idea of being my own boss. That's one reward, and I love the children. I love to work with young children. I like to mold them, and because they're just like clay, you know, they're very young, and I like to see the results of of them like to, you know, try to increase their IQs and so that when they leave kindergarten, I mean daycare, they're ready for kindergarten. And most of my kids are ready. They're ready to handle kindergarten without any problems. They can leave here and go right into daycare, and I mean go into kindergarten, and they won't have a problem at all. They can handle anything that a kindergarten teacher has for them. In fact, some of them are ready for first grade. They're ready to learn because they know their ABCs. They begin to write a bit, and they're really ready for reading. They know the small letters of the alphabet, and they can write their names and in foreign letters with a pencil because they learn to use a pencil pretty early in daycare. And this is something that they want to do, and they can do it because I work with them with like puzzles using their fingers, and it's very easy to slip a pencil in because they have very good structure from the small motor skills are developed, and they can really do quite well.
Are you involved in any organizations or anything outside the daycare?
No, not at present. No.
You attend church or something like that?
To Bethel.
Mm-hmm. What part do you feel that the daycare has played in the community now?
Well, I feel that it's provided a place for parents to bring their children while they're working, and that is a very important job, because a parent cannot work if they don't have a place for their children to go to. So I think it's very important that daycare is very important, you know, for a parent.
That's all the questions that we have.
Oh.
So we'd like to thank you for your time and giving us.